From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You're pals with Chris Sims, right?
I wouldn't say we're boys, but I know Chris.
See what he said about his dad?
Basically, Jim Nance is bullying him out.
Do you believe that?
No.
I think his dad's just not good at his job. And I mean, you got a younger, sexier guy.
Jim Nance strikes me as a guy who doesn't care.
I've heard mixed reports about Jim Nance. I mean, Phil Sims, people complain more about him, I think, than anybody last year.
I think so, yeah. Maybe Collinsworth is up there.
After a while, time for a change, right?
Brian says, so if the Astros don't get 10 runs per game, the bats aren't working. Did they have a game this series where you said, man, Astros bats were really live?
If you give up 4 runs with your fourth starter, Astros should win half of those games.
Yeah.
With the offense they have. It's kind of the point, right?
At the end of the day, I mean, they've got to be pleased with what they did overall, though. It was a successful series. They took 3 out of 4 against what looks like a pretty good team. 3-2-5-2 wasn't the output I was expecting from the bats.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at John Snow with a 0, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours, all available at podcastarena.com, including that, some other stuff. And, of course, as always, another great segment with R.J. Bell. All right. Didn't get it done last time, so we'll get to Mr. Ball. But first, we need to do these Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. We go to Florida, of course, where I guess Publix must be even lower on the food chain than Walmart, because we get all these stories from the Publix in Florida.
Okay.
That's the store that Jameis Winston stole the crab legs from.
That's true.
Well, this involves a theft.
Crab legs?
No.
Okay.
Sausage. Florida man allegedly stole sausage from the Publix, and in order to avoid being arrested, jumped off a bridge with it. $10.38 worth of summer sausage. And as he was being escorted to the police car, he took off, ran through a neighborhood, across lanes of traffic, onto the Brooks Bridge. And he jumped off the bridge to the ground approximately 7 to 8 feet below. Officers had to use their tasers twice before he was captured.
Oh, boy.
He was charged with providing a false name, lawfully detained, shoplifting, and resisting an officer without violence. So I had to get a Florida story in for Fred.
Thank you.
And that is your Zadok Jeweler's Gem of the Day.
Who's calling me? The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day.
You're getting a call during the show?
Jeweler Gem of the Day. I hate people.
Paul tweeted that story he was talking about. I read some of it during the break. I didn't really see anything that we haven't already discussed before in it, so... But I did look at it. Thanks for sharing. All right. Let's talk about your boy. I'm not mentioning him. I'm not getting his name out there.
It's almost hard not to mention him, but how about Lonzo Ball's dad? You want to say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Lonzo Ball's dad has
Old Ball.
He has a theory for why UCLA didn't win the title.
I did see his theory. Kind of agree with it myself.
Because UCLA had too many white guys.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start the conversation here. Bryce Alford, TJ Leaf, Thomas Welsh, those three white guys were starters all season long for UCLA. TJ Leaf was like a stud recruit, is leaving early to go to the NBA. I don't care what color you are, that kid's good. He's a baller. I don't know how many championships Duke's won with three white starters. It can be done. It can be done. But I think we also need to note a couple of things. First off, they technically had 3.5 white starters because Lonzo Ball is his mom. Yep. She is the same skin tone as TJ Leaf's mom and Bryce Alford's mom.
Interesting.
So that should be noted, first of all. 3.5 white guys, I don't know if that's ever been done.
You can't win with that.
That's impossible. It's crossing the limit.
Yeah.
The other thing is, if you watch, and I know you watched it because you're a Kentucky fan, if you watch that game between UCLA and Kentucky, you remember that De'Aaron Fox scored 39 points in that game in 36 minutes of play for Kentucky. And you also know who was checking De'Aaron Fox during that game. Do you remember, Fred?
I do remember, yes.
It was Lonzo Ball.
Yep.
And he got beat off the dribble. He got beat every which way by De'Aaron Fox, which, by the way, getting rolled on by De'Aaron Fox is not, like, embarrassing. It happens to a lot of guys. But maybe don't call out the other guys on the team when your son didn't necessarily have his one shining moment in that game either. I just don't understand what's the point of even saying that. In what possible way can that help your son's image? Is there a way? Or am I?
No, this never has been about his son. It's been about him the whole time. And he's an attention whore. He's out, and it's working. And look at the people who are giving him a microphone. He's got a voice. So he says this, and it's news. Why? That's where the problem is. I mean, the guy's just a buffoon, and he's getting all kinds of attention for being a buffoon. Good for
him. Can you imagine if a white player's dad said, "We lost because we had too many blacks on the team"? Can you even imagine the outcry?
Nobody would say that, though.
Of course they wouldn't, because it's super racist. Just like this is super racist.
Well, he's right. You have 3.5 white guys, you can't win.
No, he doesn't claim his son is a white guy.
I'm just saying that's...
He's pretending that's not
that's
real.
Too many, you have no chance. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I really believe if a white dad was like, "Oh, we just didn't win. We had too many blacks on the team." Like, that, even the kid, and whether it's fair or not, the kid would be looked at as like, "Oh, we can't even touch that dude. What, I mean, what's happening here?" Yet, listen, I think Lonzo Ball's a talented kid. I don't think he's number one in the draft talented, like a lot of people do. I don't even think he's number two in the draft talent, like a lot of people do. But I'm starting to wonder how much headache is this dude worth? And I don't know. I can't imagine it's going to get better once his son is in the NBA. Can you?
No. And I think the guy's whole bit is, how do I put this? He's like gymnastics mom. Or he's basically one of these little league parents gone nuts with famous kids. And he's made himself famous because of them. He's living through them. And now he's trying to make a bunch of money off of it. And somehow, some way, we keep giving this guy a voice. And so it becomes a story that he said that. And that's a big part of what, unfortunately, you know, everything has become these days is, A.J. Hoffman said this about this, and it becomes news. And that's all this guy's doing. He's going out getting his name out there. And it's the easy thing would be to just say, quit quoting the guy. Why do we care? Why do we care what this guy has to say?
Well, we care because his son is a top five NBA prospect.
I would rather hear from his son.
I would too, but his son's not allowed to talk.
Well,
Dad is a microphone hog. I don't know. Does it turn you off to that kid? Does it turn you off to Lonzo at all?
I don't like overbearing parents. Yes, it would turn me off.
I just can't imagine how any head coach is like, "Yeah, I'd love to hear this dude telling me how to run my team. I'd love to hear it constantly." And you know that's what's going to happen. I think best case scenario is Lonzo Ball ends up in Sacramento.
Yeah.
That way he'll just be forgotten.
Jeff says he's one of the parents from Friday Night Tykes.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Tim says Lonzo's wide half is his defensive half. That must be a bad slow foot speed on the defensive side.
Well played, sir. Well played. Yeah, that's one of those guys I might even just take completely off my list.
I mean, I don't think you can do that, but honestly, and there are people who have a much higher opinion of him than I do. There are people who think that he should be the number one pick. To me, the number one pick conversation is between Markelle Fultz and Josh Jackson. Beyond that, like guys like De'Aaron Fox, Jason Tatum, Malik Monk, that I like, I'd say as much as Lonzo Ball.
Well, that's the thing, and if I like him as much as him,
I'd much rather have those guys who seem to have no pageant mom running around with him. I don't need that. So for me, I think after those guys that I named, you probably get to a bit of a talent drop, and then you have to decide what's it worth. Ironically, that would be at pick six, which currently sits with the Philadelphia 76ers.
But that's another place to go and die.
Yeah, but I do think that some of these, you know, some of these guys, like I said, De'Aaron Fox, Jason Tatum, they're just as good as him without baggage. So Malik Monk, just as good without baggage. Like, I'll take the no baggage. And I'm sure they all have their other baggage too, but there's nothing like an overbearing mom or dad who, especially one who clearly thinks he knows more about basketball than anyone. And the last thing I want if I'm an NBA head coach is a rookie's dad telling me what I know about basketball. There's no way I would take it. No way. And if the first two picks, if he's one of the first two picks, they have made a vast, vast oversight. Because Fultz and Jackson, to me, are a good ways ahead of everybody else.
The thing that I would just say one more thing about his dad. It's people have to quit. He needs to quit being put on First Take. People need to quit quoting him.
That'd be nice. I don't know how it's going to happen, though. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's because he's become a Kardashian and everything he says means something.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. Got to tell you, if you want a convenient shave, you want an affordable shave, Harry's has you covered. That's the best thing about it. You want a quality shave, they got you there, too. What I love about Harry's is I can basically go on, set up when I need to get razors, and they're going to mail them to me. And I'm going to get them just in time. And I don't need to worry about it. I don't have to think about it. I just have a great plan with them, and they send me these fantastic razors. I don't have to go to the store. I'm saving a bunch of money because they're selling them directly over the internet. That's what Harry's did. They bought their own factory so they could sell them to you. And you could save, you know, basically you're paying $2 a blade. You'll pay $4, $5, $6, $7, depending on what you buy if you go down to the store to do it. And they're probably locked up. Well, this way, it's convenient, and it's fast, and it's awesome, and that's why Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. You just cover shipping. The free trial set includes a Truman Set ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. It's an $18 value for you to try. But this offer is only available for my listeners if you use promo code BLITZ at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer, $18 value for free. Just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm, go to harrys.com right now. Enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. All right. Been saving this, but I want to get to it because we're about to have a bunch of new movies coming out.
Okay.
That I hope you'll be interested in. So I've got the schedule for the rest of the year. I'm not going to go through every single movie that's coming out, but just hit a few. The big one for April is obviously the 14th, The Fate of the Furious. Any interest?
None. I hate Fast and Furious movies.
I enjoyed the sixth one, I think. The last one was just so awful that I'll never watch another one.
I watched the first two and then stopped.
Man, did you hear what Vin Diesel said recently?
No.
He came out and said he looks at these films, the one that is about to come out, as a start to a new trilogy. So he basically said,
"For bleep's sake,
it's a new chapter." So they're gonna do. He wants to do like more.
Okay, let me explain.
Well, he makes
a
bunch of money.
Yeah, these are massive, massive money makers. Vin Diesel is a horrible actor, and honestly,
unless he plays Groot.
I like Riddick. I thought he did a good job in the Riddick movies.
When was that, Fred?
Oh gosh, the last one was probably 5-6 years ago.
Okay. I don't know that I've ever watched a movie where he, and I didn't even really like the Riddick movies, but I don't know that I've ever watched a movie with him in it and been like, yeah, or him as like a main guy. Like he was in Saving Private Ryan, obviously a great film. But I don't think I've ever watched a movie where he's a featured player and said, man, that's a really good movie.
What about Boiler Room?
I don't think I've ever even seen Boiler Room.
I think the second Riddick was my... I liked the movie.
In Boiler Room, he had hair.
But you're like a sci-fi guy.
Yeah, I am.
I'm not.
Okay.
And he was in like Babylon. I'm not into any of that stuff.
So this is the exact quote. He says, "The studio has asked me to release some big, very big fast news." And he wrote on Instagram, "As most of you know, I like to stay in character for an unrelated film currently shooting. For the most part, when given the opportunity to make magic. However, it was Toretto Tuesday and studio gave me big news to share and I will share it." And he said, in the picture he posted, he said, 2 decades, 10 films, 1 saga, 8, which is Fast and the Furious 8, coming out this on the 14th, 9, 2019, and 10, 2021.
Oh my gosh.
So they've approved for 2 more additional to the one coming out in about a week.
So what co-star is going to die before the next one?
I don't know.
Just curious. All right. Well, we get into May, and on my excitement level, this one's a 10. Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Friday, May 5th.
Yeah, that's probably my number one for the summer.
And I think you're going to see a lot of maybe some crossover with Thor. Thor's coming out in, I think, November.
Okay.
So there's supposed to be a little... rumor has it there's supposed to be a tiny bit of a crossover between the two movies because Infinity War is coming next year and they need to piece everything together.
Thor standalone movies to this point,
have
not
been
my
bad.
Favorite.
Yeah. But I'm excited for Ragnarok, though. It has the Hulk in it.
Okay.
Also, Friday, May 12th, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. Do we have to keep making King Arthur movies?
It actually looks kind of good, though. And it's got Charlie Hunnam in it. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't take him seriously if it were like a big epic film.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't think it's going to get any Oscars, but I think it could be fun.
Yeah, I'm kind of out on King Arthur.
Okay.
Alien Covenant on Friday, May 19th.
No.
Pirates of the Caribbean, no. Dead Men Tell No Tales, Friday, May 26th. That's another one you should stop.
Yeah, I don't know why they keep making
it. I don't even know if I watched the last one.
It's a moneymaker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that series.
Baywatch also the movie. can't wait for that one.
I will say, you know who's in that movie is that Alexandria Daddario, the girl from remember the scene on the first season of what's the name of that show on HBO that the first season was great and the second one sucked.
True Detective.
She's the one that was on Woody's couch and took her top off.
Yeah,
she's in that Baywatch movie, so I might watch that.
Man, you know how Hollywood likes to copy things?
Yeah.
And Baywatch wasn't a comedy, but 21 Jump Street a couple years ago had a great success, came out as a comedy. Now all these movies that were like TV shows.
Chips,
TV shows that were kind of serious, now all coming out as comedies.
But yeah. I bet if you went back and watched them now, they'd be pretty funny because they were so cheesy. Because
they're so bad.
Yeah. Wonder Woman, Friday, June the 2nd.
I'm stoked for that.
I think that might be DC's Captain America.
Okay.
Like, it has that tone to it.
All right. I like that Wonder Woman character. I wish she was bigger, though. Like, Wonder Woman's supposed to be a giant. And, like, when they show her standing next... And they've got the CGI ability to do it. when they show her standing next to Superman and Batman, she's supposed to be bigger.
Well,
but they want her to be sexy.
Yeah, Ben Affleck is like 6'4".
Wonder Woman's an Amazon. Yeah. She's supposed to be a giant woman. But like, I also understand that it's hard for people to get, you know.
I think she's like 5'11".
Yeah, no one's getting a chub watching some chick bigger than Superman.
Yeah, you can't put Rebecca Lobo in there.
No.
It just won't work. Cars 3 for your kids?
My kids are super excited about that. They'll go watch it.
Transformers The Last Night, Friday, June 23rd.
Another series that is just really bad and I don't care about anymore, but my kids will want to go watch it, so either myself or my wife will end up having to go.
All right. Friday, July 7th, Spider-Man Homecoming.
That is right there with Guardians of the Galaxy is tops for me.
I'm hoping it's
I'm so excited. It's called Spider-Man Homecoming, right?
Right.
Because it's like finally back with Marvel and away from whatever studio it's been at.
No, I think they have a Sony is actually funding the movie and Marvel is producing it.
Okay. What studio was it at before?
Sony.
It's always been at Sony?
Mm-hmm.
But Marvel has had nothing to do with it before? How's it worked?
The Tobey Maguire ones, you mean?
Yeah.
Nah. That was Sony.
Okay. Well, maybe that's why it's called Homecoming, because now Marvel's got their hands on it. But
And you'll see Tony Stark in it?
Yeah. I expect this to be a much better effort. Although, the second try at Spider-Man, like, I didn't really like the Tobey Maguire ones, but the second try with the guy that I guess nobody liked, was his name?
Andrew Garfield.
I actually kind of liked that as Spider-Man.
I did, too.
I thought maybe they could have made something out of that. But, I mean, I guess he's a pain in the ass. But yeah, I'm excited for this try.
This is one that I'll probably be the only one interested in, but I'm a sucker for the Planet of the Apes movies. War for the Planet of the Apes.
I watch every one of those. I love all the old ones. I love the new ones. I love Planet of the Apes. My wife hates them. She hates those movies, but I love them.
The Dark Tower, Friday, July 28th.
That's an old Stephen King book, right?
It is.
I bet that could be pretty decent. Yeah. Who's in it?
I don't know. This has just got the release dates, but I'll look it up in a little bit. I guess we got to go to break and we'll get to the rest. There's some good ones coming up later in the year, but want to do a shout out to Chris Whitmire and the gang. Did their battalion reunion, the 1-7 Field Artillery. They're listening.
Nice.
These guys are all there.
Hoo-ah, boys.
Thank you guys for your service. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on
bunch
ESPN.
Of grass some growers fun. There, I bet.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey in The Dark Tower.
I'll watch that.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the books. All right.
I'll get into that.
August pretty much sucks, so you don't have to worry about movies in August. Plus, we'll have football. Friday, September 8th, the remake of It.
Oh, I want to watch that.
Yeah, I do want to
see that. The preview looks really good.
Yeah.
The trailer.
Here's one that I'm... remake of Flatliner, September 29th. No thanks. Care. How about this one? I love the first movie. Kingsman: The Golden Circle, October 6th.
I don't even know if I watched the first Kingsman movie.
Oh, you missed out. That was a damn good movie. Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah. Of course, he won't be back for the sequel. Spoiler. But, Blade Runner 2049 on Friday, October
6th. Don't care about it.
Yeah, I was never a Blade Runner guy. Another Saw movie, of course. Thor Ragnarok comes out Friday, November 3rd.
I'm actually excited for that one.
Yeah.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Justice League, Friday, November 17th.
I'm cautiously optimistic about that, too.
I'm cautiously pessimistic, but... Okay. And then Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi, will be out on Friday, December 15th.
I mean, I don't know what to think of it, but I'll watch it, I'm sure.
Yeah, you have to. So there you go. That's all the stuff that's coming the rest of the year. I would say Guardians is probably the one I'm most excited about.
I'm going to go Guardians and Spider-Man are they're 1 and 1A.
I'm going to go Guardians and then second and third would be Dark Tower and Kingsman.
Okay.
Maybe Kingsman more than Dark Tower. So. Somebody said, you left out Despicable Me 3 for a reason. Mm. Yeah, I left out a lot of stuff. Mm. Because I was trying to find things that people might find interesting. That's all.
But Despicable 3 Me will probably make more money than all those movies.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
I don't remember why.
Put out a good cartoon.
Yeah, that's. Kids will go see it, and the parents will go see it with them. And the best ones at least throw a few things in for the parents into the movie. I'm not sure that one ever, those ever did. It just struck me as kid movies.
Man, do you guys hear they're going to be producing a Venom movie?
No.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty. Rated R Venom movie.
Oh, that's kind of exciting.
And it's Sony's going to do one because of the success of Deadpool and of Logan. They wanted to do a rated R Venom movie surrounding Venom. And the rumor has it that the villain that's going to be in the Venom movie is Carnage.
Nice.
Yeah, because Venom's a bad guy, but Carnage is even worse. And it's Venom's going to be more of the anti-hero.
Okay.
And I think Tom Holland, Spider-Man, is going to maybe have a cameo in it and maybe not. So,
who will play Venom?
I don't think that is released yet. They just approved of it, I think, a couple weeks
ago. We'll probably never see his face anyway. It won't really matter.
I mean, if it's a high-profile guy, I think you will.
I don't like that. But maybe. Hey, I've got a story. And I'm going to read you this story, and you're going to say, man, that sounds like something that would happen in Florida. But it's not. It's Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania has its share. We've had a lot of stories from Pennsylvania. It's not Florida, of course, but...
A 22-year-old man has been charged with aggravated assault, resisting arrest, simple assault, and criminal mischief. There was an incident at 3:49 a.m., I guess this morning. A 22-year-old naked man is accused of punching and biting his father, was tased by the police, spit in the face of an EMT, a saliva blood mix,
ugh,
and punched a cop in the head. And police said they were called to a home to report of an out-of-control male destroying items in a residence. They found Richardson, who appeared to be under the influence of a controlled substance.
Clearly.
Outside, naked and arguing with his father. He resisted arrest at one point, climbed on top of a vehicle while yelling obscenities. In addition to attacking his father, he punched an officer several times in the head. Police from other jurisdictions were called in to assist. After being charged, he was placed in Lancaster County prison in lieu of $500,000 bail.
Jeez.
Yeah. That's serious trouble, it seems.
Okay.
That's a pretty Florida story, huh?
Yeah, that's very Florida-like. I meant to get to this, too. The police in India are searching for the parents of a young girl who was found in a forest and appeared to have been living with monkeys, according to local news reports. Villagers notified police that they saw the girl in a remote forest in Katarniagat Wildlife Sanctuary in northern India.
I don't think that's how you say it. Ask Raheel how to say it. He's Indian. He'll know.
I kind of don't know, whatever. It's like, I think it's okay. Katarniagat, whatever. When police discovered her, she had no clothes, appeared to be tanned from prolonged exposure to the sun, and had claw-like nails. The girl was with a group of monkeys with whom she appeared to be very comfortable. When a police officer attempted to rescue her, the monkeys and the girl screamed when the officer detained her. When the officer called the girl, the monkeys attacked him, but he was able to rescue the girl. He sped away with her in his police
rescued
car.
Rescued her.
Sped away in the police car while the monkeys gave chase. It doesn't sound like she wanted to be rescued.
Yeah, she was living amongst the apes.
She was Tarzana. So she is. They took her to a hospital in Barik, where she is reportedly still being treated. The hospital's chief medical superintendent said the girl could not speak or understand any languages. She appears to be between 8 and 12 years old. She spent many years with animals and so behaved like them. Some shrink is going to make a fortune off of this.
I feel like she should probably, I mean, I don't know if she can ask to go back, but that's what I would do. I would say, hey.
Yeah, I'm okay being a monkey now.
Thank you guys for rescuing me and all, but I'm good.
But she can't speak. So she understands signals and is able to identify the word boy, nurse, and other medical staff.
I think I would throw poop on him.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen.
I feel like this is how diseases start.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's with the monkeys, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, here it comes.
Do you think she's been sexual with the monkeys?
I'm sure.
How old did you say she was? Does it say?
Because, you know, the monkey could just climb up there and go.
Yeah.
That's what monkeys do, right? You've been to the zoo. So, I'm seeing a lot of people saying Zac Efron is going to play Venom.
No, no, no. That's an April Fool's joke.
Oh, thank God.
I hope that's not true.
But, yeah, so apparently they're trying to... I'm kind of with you. I think if you grew up with monkeys, you probably should just stay with them.
Is it a... He could, like, I guess he's available now. I feel like Tom Hardy would be a good Venom.
He would be.
Maybe he could do that. Because I think he's done in the Batman series. So, seems like he's free to go, right?
You would think.
Yeah, I think that'd be my first choice. It's hard. All the good actors are already different superheroes now.
Yeah.
The best thing you can do is lock into a good superhero job.
Is Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man the best one?
I mean, that's got to be the most financially appealing job.
I think Ryan Reynolds is a perfect Deadpool, but it's been one movie.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. has been there for a bunch.
Anybody who plays Batman, you're in a good spot. You're going to make a lot of money being Batman.
Yeah.
It's all about what superhero you're attached to. Because even if you do a badass job, if you're attached to a superhero that, like, that Jason Momoa is about to be Aquaman, I feel like, man, of all the superheroes you could have been, you're Aquaman.
Yeah.
Like, that dude's not going to have Aquaman 2, 3, and 4. There's no way. So, because how many stories about Aquaman can you really tell? So,
he's a fish out of water.
It all depends on what superhero you grab onto.
Yeah, Iron Man, but I think Robert Downey Jr. elevated Iron Man quite a bit.
Of course he did.
And that's, I think I'll go with that's the most,
Jon Favreau helped too. Jon Favreau directing that movie helped a lot.
Yeah, but I just think Robert Downey Jr. is such an amazing actor, and he made it his own. And I think Ruffalo's done a real good job with the Hulk, which I don't think the other guys did.
Yeah, we disagree about that one.
Yeah. But
because I think Ed Norton's a better actor than him.
I do too, but I still think that movie blew. I tried to watch it again a couple weeks ago because you keep saying it's not that bad. It's bad.
I mean, it's not great, but I don't even think the new Hulk movie is that great. I really think the
Hulk doesn't. I don't think it can stand alone.
The Hulk's not built for standalone movies.
And then maybe that's why I like Ruffalo so much, is because as part of the Avengers, it makes sense. And you're just not overwhelmed with him.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be another Hulk movie, like standalone Hulk movie.
But Marvel can't make one because they don't own the rights to the Hulk. They're doing the same thing that they're doing with Spider-Man. They borrow the Hulk, so they don't make Hulk movies.
How does Marvel lose access to these heroes?
I think in the 90s, they were going through some financial troubles, and they had to sell off like the Fantastic Four, the X-Men, Spider-Man. So that's what happened.
They should have just sold Fantastic Four. Those movies all suck.
Yeah. I didn't even realize they made another one, the most recent one.
Well,
I was watching it on one of the HBO channels the other night, and I got about 15 minutes into it. I'm going, this is awful.
Well, the reason why they did it was because they were coming up on the agreement, so they have to relaunch the Fantastic Four, or the rights go back to Marvel. So they did that, and then they fired the director halfway through the production, and it came out as garbage, like, and then they have, I think, additional 4 years, I think,
to make to another do it, one.
To make another one.
That's why you think it sucked?
Maybe.
You know why I think it sucked? They had three white starters.
Yep, that was it. That was it.
You had an orange one.
Yeah, but he was white, like, before he
turned
became
orange.
The thing,
yeah.
He was white.
Before he grew Donald Trump's hair all over his body.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty much why. That'd be my guess. Me and Lonzo have the same guess. Three white starters, you're just not going to win. Talk about winning. You want your dog to be a winner. You want your dog to be a good part of the team, a good teammate who doesn't throw his white teammates under the bus. Man's Best Friend is the best place to take your dog to make him a good teammate. If your pet's out of control, don't wait around. Send him to Man's Best Friend today. Whatever their problem is, jump it on furniture, chewing, barking. They can take care of it all. I've taken three dogs there with three different sets of issues, and they've all been taken care of, and they personalize the training to the dog. So you tell them what you want to work on, that's what they work on. And right now, 30% off all training just by saying you listen to this show. It's so simple to save money. Happy pets make happy households. Say yes to Man's Best Friend. For more info, log on to mansbestfriend.com. That's Man's Best Friend, the professional difference in dog training. I've gone to take my throne above, but don't
weep for me, because this will be the labor of my love. You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Nexen Tire is leading in warranty in the tire industry. Nexen has exclusive free roadside assistance. Have a flat tire? Nexen will change your tire or two on your vehicle for free. Nexen has the fastest growing tire brand trusted by automotive manufacturers. Check out Nexen Tire at nexentireusa.com. Want to mention that our buddies at 12 Years Driven just dropped their new single at 5 o'clock today on Facebook. So go check it out. It is loud and awesome.
In your face!
Yeah, it is. It's good stuff, man. And especially in light of some of the things that are going on right now, it's also very powerful. So check them out. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
And doctors told him he's lucky to be alive, as 100 volts are typically a death sentence. That really was an electric move on that third turn he made.
There you go.
I think he gave his team a real spark. Okay, that's it.
You're in rare form today.
No, I'm not in any form. I'm embarrassed by the form I'm in.
Giving a real spark to the show.
Drew Devil Sports. Oh, well done. He truly is a lightning rod for criticism.
I solved American soccer for you. I gave you a plan. Breed our American soccer chicks to Cristiano Ronaldo and to Messi. Nobody listen to me.
What kind of mattress would you use if you were
going to
breed them?
Of course, if you're going to breed them,
thanks,
you put them on. Thank you for that. You would put them on a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers.
Longhorn Dimitri, the show has a lot of energy for a Monday.
There you go.
So you could say the dude was enlightened on how to properly charge his iPhone.
There you go.
And I spotted Zebra. He was dishonorably discharged. Okay. A32, is he related to J.J. Watt?
That's bad.
That is awful.
Quentin.
You guys do seem a little extra irritable. I don't know if it's that time of the month or not for you guys. But anyway, what are the odds that they go out and get Vince Young and pull a Cleveland Browns? Man,
hang up on this clown.
And people wonder why we're salty.
Yeah. Quentin, do me a favor. Go drive off a cliff somewhere. All right, we're going to try one more. David.
Why haven't they considered tapping into the CFO markets on those proven quarterbacks? Or even bringing back Case Keenum?
Really? That's the way we end the calls with Case Keenum?
Jesse.
I feel like y'all are holding in right now with all these stupid phone calls and text messages. And that pretty much is, fuck y'all.
Yeah, that was really good. All right, you know what? Look, there's an Aggie baseball game on at 6 o'clock. Can we put it on? I've had enough of this today.
did you watch the post-game interview with George Springer last night? I don't think he stutters anymore. I think he broke it.
I think he had a speech coach.
I'm going to say kind of disappointing, but
if you're going to be in that business, you almost have to work on it, right?
Tell that to Ron Harper.
God. Remember when he was... Why would you have him on as a guest? That's what I was saying.
His is like a violent stutter, too.
Yeah.
It's uncontrollable. Like,
they was taking the ball to the hole.
Oh, yeah, that was rough.
Ill advised.
All right, you can't play that anymore.
No, please don't.
I'm going to have to go with...
You're going to give me a... You're going to give me a trouble, John. Stop this now.
Please stop.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Oh, pretty good week.
Yeah.
Actually.
I listened back to some of that Tuesday show.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad. The calls.
That was tough, man. Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's a couple plant calls in there.
Yes.
And everybody was just trying to troll, but hey, you make fun of it and you roll on. And I sometimes it's funny to just throw crap against the wall like that. All right. You know what that music means? We can actually start our weekends now. I hope everybody has an awesome one, man. Should be great weather.
Hope you're not stuck out there with slow-footed whites.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that. Hopefully, if you're playing basketball this weekend, you have fewer than three whites on your team. All right. Great job this week by Jong Lee. Great job by AJ Hoffman. It was okay. Most part, we had a pretty good week with the callers and texters and tweeters and everything else. You guys have a great weekend. We will be back on Monday. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.